A healthy debate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama will likely talk a lot about health care when he goes before reporters today for a primetime news conference. Political observers say the prospects of a full plan by August isn't looking as good. Some in Congress don't want to rush to get a complex and expensive bill together. A common practice for resolving consumer disputes is up in the air this week. A report this morning says two of the firms that provide arbitration for credit card and cell phone companies say they'll stop taking cases after a lawsuit accused one firm of wrongdoing. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now with that story from our bureau in New York. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what do these arbitration firms do?
Well, when you sign up for a credit card or a cell phone, you may unknowingly waive your right to sue the company. Instead, debt disputes are resolved through a process called arbitration, where a supposedly neutral third party rules on the case and everyone agrees to live with the decision.
So what's the problem then?
Well, last week, the Minnesota Attorney General sued one provider of these services, the National Arbitration Forum. The lawsuit accused the company of hiding its financial ties to collection agencies and credit card companies. The company settled the case and agreed to stop taking consumer cases starting this Friday. And today, the Wall Street Journal reports that another provider, the American Arbitration Association, will also stop taking these cases until new guidelines are established.
So, Amy, where does this leave customers then?
It's a little unclear. Presumably, they would have the option to resolve disputes in court, which these firms argue is more expensive and time-consuming. But critics of the arbitration process say it's unfairly stacked against consumers. Congress is also looking at this issue. A committee holds a hearing today, and the Minnesota Attorney General is expected to ask Congress to bar these mandatory arbitration clauses in consumer contracts.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from our bureau in New York. Amy, thanks. We do appreciate it. More gains on Wall Street. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ added about a third of a percent yesterday. The Dow gained about three quarters of a percent, 67 points to close at 89.15. We heard from Yahoo yesterday, where third quarter forecasts fell a bit short. Shares were lower, and reports are the internet giant's looking at shedding its hot jobs website. We also got earnings from Apple after the markets closed. Net profits up 13% in the third quarter. European stocks mostly lower right now. Asian markets were mixed today. The Nikkei up, Hang Seng down. But the Chinese benchmark shot up 2.5% today. China is where this year's biggest IPO is underway. They're still tallying the numbers today, but a state-owned Chinese construction company is on its way to raising some $7 billion. That's the world's biggest public offering since credit card company Visa raised $18 billion last year. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
China State Construction Engineering Corporation doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but this company built China's tallest skyscraper and that futuristic swimming center at the Beijing Olympics, the Water Cube. Zhou Liang is with Thomson Reuters Advisory. He thinks this mega IPO reflects China's bounce back from the recession.
The confidence of the investors increased in the past several months with the recovery of the China economy.
Chinese investors are dying for new stocks to buy. Last fall, when markets tanked, regulators said no new offerings. But this year, the market's up 75%. So the authorities decided, game on.
It is a suitable time to resume IPO and make the market increase smoothly.
China State Construction is the country's biggest home builder, so it's also enjoying the fruits of loose credit under China's $600 billion stimulus. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Next time you put your resume together, you better use spell check or get another set of eyes to glance at your work. According to a new survey, 3 out of 4 executives say a typo or a mistake on a resume would disqualify a job applicant. The poll was done on behalf of the staffing firm Account Temps. A spokesman for the firm says a potential boss might assume that if you make mistakes on your resume, you'll probably do the same on the job.
American Public Media presents After the Bell, a weekly podcast that makes sense of the week in business and the economy, available at marketplace.org.
Much of Asia saw a solar eclipse today. In India, some experienced the sun totally blocked out. But in a business culture that pays particular attention to celestial happenings, there were some rattled nerves. Raymond Thibodeau reports on the business of the sky from New Delhi.
Hindu mythology explains the eclipse like this. Two mischievous demons swallow the sun, blotting out the light and causing all kinds of mayhem. Eclipses aren't seen as good news in India, where CEOs commonly consult the cosmos before making important business decisions.
Basically, when the solar eclipse happens, there is a very low level of energy in the universe.
Saurabh Vatsa is a chief executive at Ozone Networks, which connects Wi-Fi systems across India. How's that energy linked to the daily grind of business?
Some people don't understand the significance, but to tell you the truth, this is how it works. At the end of the day, business is all about vibrations and it's all about proliferation. Proliferation requires energy.
Vatsa plans to counteract all that low-level energy caused by the eclipse by chanting mantras. He says that should ratchet up the universe's energy level by a notch or two. One business that thrives on the eclipse is astrology. Naveen Khanna is one of India's top astrologers. His predictions appear daily in India's Mail Today newspaper. His advice?
Business decisions should be postponed. Important signing of documents, important contracts should not be made today, because if the foundation is not right, the whole building will tremble in the future. It's better to be safe than sorry.
And millions of Hindus seem to agree. Temples are reporting a sharp rise in traffic as devotees stop by to offer prayers. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Guess we're having some problems ending that report, but that was reporter Raymond Thibodeau in New Delhi. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.